Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 6:15, Tuesday, May 24th. Highs of 88 today with some storms around, already raining on the North Shore and some other areas. Storms likely tomorrow, 80% chance for showers. Then a stormy start to Thursday, highs in the mid-80s. Not going to be as hot this week, it would appear. And then a front comes through, believe it or not. Not really a cold front. It's going to make it less humid, highs of 84 on Friday. Overnight lows on Friday night, Saturday morning, 58 on the North Shore. So that'll be welcome for the one day that it's here. And then highs of 88 Saturday, sunny and dry. And then the humidity returns Sunday, and for Memorial Day itself, we're back to highs 90 and above and a chance for afternoon showers. Peter Scharf joins us now, our guest, as he is every Tuesday morning, adjunct professor and criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Peter, first of all, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know what to say. I really don't. We talk every week. It continues to get worse. It's spreading to other areas. You know, I see the news stories talking about Bloody Sunday and Bloody Weekend, but each weekend seems to get a little bloodier, and I don't know, man. Talk to me. I have no earthly idea. We got to talk about it, because if not, it goes underneath the radar in a way, I guess, and then maybe there's no pressure brought to bear on the people that could fix it, but it seems like we're saying the same thing over and over and over, so... y'all text us at 504-260-1870 if you have any questions or comments for Peter Scharf, or questions or solutions in your mind about crime in the New Orleans area, and we'll run them by Peter, see what he thinks. Your thoughts, Peter, after all of that?
Well, the stunning factoid is that in 5 months this year, we had more homicides than in the entire year 2019. That's bad. That's ugly. And, you know, death doesn't lie. And it's, you know, how do we dig out of this? You know, I think is the question. We used to say that it took us 30 years to get to the highs of the 90s. It'll take us a decade to dig out. With this pattern now, I'm not sure. And there are a bunch of things that may make it worse. So, you know, and again, 117 murders this year as of this date. You know, conservatively, we'll hit 250 murders. And we're right now, the best statistics we have, number one in the United States, and number one in the increase during the pandemic. Now, if that isn't ugly, I don't know what is. So you have the emotional descriptions of the murder by murder, but then you have the overall statistics that are equally as bad. And then sort of the questions I guess I have are, what got us here? What do we have to look at? How do we get here? And then the second is, how do we get out of here, right? Is this changeable? In what time frame? And they're the things that are happening that get us to here is the only way to describe it. The loss of leadership. You know, Paul Noel goes to Knoxville. A bunch of other leaders leave. the attrition in officers, the slow recruiting to replace them. These are all factors we have to look at. And then you have things, there's a payroll scandal going on. There, and then questions of who in the city is actually leading this. The mayor's been pretty quiet. How do we move forward? And I know we're up to it. There are all kinds of good things happening as well, I mean, not related to murder.
Hang on a second. You know what? I'm going to use one of my allotted times out. Let's call a timeout right there. You just said there are a lot of good things happening, non-related to murder. So we're going to pick it up there when we come back. Please, for the love of God, tell me some good things that are happening, because I don't see it. Maybe I'm missing it. Maybe I'm not crunching the numbers right, but all I see is more murders, more violence, more robberies spreading to different areas of the city. And the way I'm thinking about it now, maybe if it starts to affect the business community worse than it already is, then maybe they get involved and try to bring some pressure to bear on the administration and make some changes. But I don't see it. So I'll listen when we come back. Peter, if you got some positive news, I'd like to hear it. 6:21 now, time for traffic on WWL. 6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Tuesday morning, May 24th. Some texts coming in. I'll get to them in a second. 504-260-1870. If you got any thoughts or questions or comments about crime in the Crescent City, we're talking to Peter Scharf, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Peter, you said there were some positive developments. Tell me exactly what you said and what you meant, and please give us some examples.
Good. Good question. The tourists haven't run away. So it's a tale of two cities. It really is, Tommy. Give you a couple of examples. It has these incredible festivals, jazz, etc., with money just flooding into the city. The tourists apparently so far haven't noticed the dead bodies. You know, the second thing is,
But let me jump in for a second, Peter. If you continue to have shootouts in the CBD on a weekend night, as happened Saturday night, I think it was, it's not going to take long, do you think, for people to stop coming?
Oh, I agree with that. And it's like we're hanging on by a thread.
Okay.
And thank God people are drunk so they don't notice. And, the second thing is we have this is a city of two governments. So the city administration has not been impressive in this moment. That we have not seen the leadership we need. The city council is pretty different. Oliver Thomas, who's president of the city council, he's going to be holding community meetings in District E, and hopefully other city council people will be doing the same. And he's pretty good in listening. Yesterday I was on an event with him, and we talked about there are two styles of listening. There's a defensive city right now, let's be real, with a lot of talent, but they're in a defensive posture. And the city council, I think several of the council members are looking for answers. They're asking questions. They're engaging the community. And the problem you have is the city council, in the absence of the executive branch, can't initiate policies that will turn this around. So you have in several of the city council people, the will to change, new ideas, openness, but no power, right? So, it's going to take a while, I think, for the public will, as embodying our elected officials, to have some influence over the city administration. But right now, the city administration has been defending its numbers, saying it's really not that bad. This is straight. But again, you have this pretty vibrant city council that's J.P. Morrell, all of them, Leslie Harris, that are all are trying to push the bubble. We had hearings a week ago that were pretty vibrant with the city council about the status of violence in the city. I was one of the speakers. And that's why I liked it. So again, we'll get through this. I don't know how, by the hair or chins, I guess. But there is some energy and will to change. So far, we have not seen the impact in terms of policy to reverse this horrendous wave. And I used to call it a spike. It's not a spike. It's a wave of violence. And it may become, if we don't do something, our permanent reality. But fair question.
All right, we'll take a break, pick it up here. We come back, and I'll pass some of your questions along to Dr. Scharf when we return. The Oakland Heart Jeweler WWL Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. You text your questions in about crime, and I'll pass them along to him. It seems like every week we talk, and every week crime continues to get worse, violent crime, and it seems to spread. And I saw a video of a tourist outside of a hotel in the CBD saying it's kind of ridiculous to have a running gunfight. God knows how many shots fired. He even picked up shell casings for a souvenir, which I guess he shouldn't have done because it's a crime scene. But eventually that's going to start affecting tourism in the city. We'll take a break for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. It's 44, 16 before 7, Tuesday, May 24th. Tommy Tucker, WWL. It's Tuesday, and at this hour, every Tuesday, we talk with Peter Scharf, Dr. Peter Scharf, adjunct professor, criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, about violent crime in the New Orleans area, which is increasing and expanding and showing no signs of slowing down. If I'm wrong, Peter, correct me. Did I say anything wrong just now?
No, not
okay,
at all.
Let me get to some text here because people want to talk to you. Love you, Peter. No male figures, dads, and young people's lives equals crime. Not color, not economics. It all comes down to no father figures. Your thoughts, and how do you change that?
Well, this is a multi-layered catastrophe we're in right now. And you know, you have kids who grow up with minimal guardianship. And, you know, we're paying the piper. You know, look at the news from the youth system. You basically fire the guy who was running it, who worked one day a week. I don't know if any people have been at the Youth Intervention Center, but I had a friend who came with me, and she called it, these are the child warriors of New Orleans. And, you know, no police department on the planet can deal with some of the social forces that are at play. So the person who wrote is absolutely right. And that's where you need a strategy that really deals effectively with youth development, with the schools, with and then there's this group nobody wants to talk about. And these are the kids who've left school. They're in a no man's land. They're not at work. They're not at school. They're temptations of the drug trade. And, they're between 18 and 30. And the average murder victim is 29 years old, given the best data we have. So it's not that the juveniles are killing people while they're still kids. They move into this adult category, and we don't have programs that offer much in the way of guidance or guardianship for that group.
So let me jump in for a second here.
Correct.
You're a criminologist. You've studied this for your life's work. How do you turn that around? Is that something you guys talk about where it's like, well, you know, the problem is really is that there's no father in these kids' lives and the mom can't control them or doesn't want to control them and they're running buck wild. And as a result, you got like we had on, I think, the Highway 11 bridge over the weekend. You got a 13 and a 15-year-old stealing multiple cars and high-speed chase and crashing one of them. That's at 13 and 15. So do you as criminologists discuss this, and do you ever talk about any solutions, or do you just say, yeah, man, that sucks. There's no dad in the kids' lives, and as a result, you wind up with criminals.
Right. In the old days, there was a great parenting program. It was called the Marine Corps. In the Depression, you had the a variety of CCC, agricultural programs, and you got to have something that absorbs the kids as they move from adolescence into adulthood. And we don't have that. And, you know, we've a little group that's been talking about that. But we've got to turn that into action. This is the problem. Now, you see, you can't blame the economy. Anybody can sweep straight, gets a job, right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
But again, you need some form of a structured strategy that deals with this group. Unless we do that, we're going to be number one in murders forever.
Let me ask you this. When you look at stats, let's say, and I'm not talking about specifically this 13 and 15-year-old that stole the car, high-speed chase, et cetera, multiple cars, loaded 40 caliber on the passenger seat. Generally speaking, what does the research show about kids 13, 15 engaged in that type of behavior? Can you straighten them out, or are they just going to be a problem in society forever?
Well, kids age out. That's the truth of it. You have what's called the adolescent brain syndrome. We talked a little bit about that. And you know, kids are crazy. You know, I've had four of them. And then they get uncrazy, and they're smarter than you are, and I am. You know, and it's, but again, you have to know that it's going on, and you have to have something that that addresses this group. And in the absence of a systematic strategy to address the kids, the young people most at risk, the other thing is you got to dry up the dope market. One of the major things that happened is we deprioritized, drug interdiction, if you want to call it that, in terms of our criminal justice strategy. So you have a thriving dope market, you have guns, and you have a disengaged youth is the phrase. You know, how do you deal with that? That's the triple combination that it addresses many, if not most, of the murders in the city.
All right, Peter, got to take a break. We'll pick it up there when we come back. 6:50, 10 till 7. So somebody texted this in. I haven't thought about it until Peter said it, but the mayor has been pretty quiet. She couldn't shut her mouth over COVID. This just seems as bad or worse for the city. With all due respect, I can't believe you hadn't thought about the mayor being conspicuously absent when it comes to crime. She got nothing to say about that at all. We have invited her on numerous times. I'll say it again. I was the first one to put her on the radio when she was just working after Katrina because a friend of mine touted me to her and told me about her. And then, you know, we were friends and everything, I guess, you know, polite, professional friends. And last time she was in the WWL studio, she presented the budget, and we hugged, and she left, and now she won't come on. She refuses to come on. She goes on WBOK only, and I think that's because she doesn't have any answers about crime. She has no earthly idea how to fix this. She knows it's out of control, so the best thing she can do is ignore it and not even attach herself to it. But I don't think she's fooling anybody. 651, 947, traffic now, WWL. 6:56, 3:30 before 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Tuesday morning, May 24th. Talking to our guest, Dr. Peter Scharf, adjunct professor and criminologist at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. I'm sorry if we sound like a broken record, but, you know, what do you say, Peter? What do you do? Crime continues to get worse. Nobody, maybe the city council is trying to do something to change it. Their ability, as you said earlier, is limited by the city charter, and they don't have the power really to initiate a lot of powers. They're trying to do what they can. So, you know, somebody, let me get to this text before we run out of time, Peter.
I don't know how we really get through this. You got a group, Helena, JP, all of them, with Oliver, with a lot of ideas and no power. And then you have a group, and somebody called me and said they've run out of juice, the city administration. No creativity, no imagination, no new ideas. You know, and this is what you'd be out of business if you ran out of ideas, right, Tony?
Yeah, let me get to this text, Peter, if I can, real quick, please, because I want to let the audience in on this. And it says, take a breath and stop the finger-pointing between the mayor, DA, and police superintendent and find a way to hold judges accountable for releasing criminals. How much of a problem is that?
Well, I think we, by the time it gets to the judges, it's way down the pike, you know. And there's room for reasonable discretion in diversion, for example, early in the process. And again, you know, but there are these cases where the 402 releases or that we have repeat murderers. You know, you have recidivating murderers. Can you imagine that? And people who've killed, who get out. And I think the whole system, and the judges too, I think the caller has a point, need to be unbelievably vigilant right now that we don't let dangerous individuals back out in the streets. The police can only catch them a certain amount of time. A number of times, and then it becomes the system's responsibility. Again, and the DA's office is under a cloud now with Jason's problems. Tyrone Walker just left, bright guy. I went to the Urban League, so you have people running from government. An unbelievable, it's horrible. And again, controlling judges is very difficult to do.
Thank you, Peter. Appreciate your time. We'll pick it up here next week. Adjunct professor, criminologist, LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. When we come back, we're going to talk about monkeypox. WWL.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.